And then we're moving on to Tafresh Chaf Aleph, Seder Kriyas HaTorah Umila B'Yom Kippur. Aleph, Tafresh Chaf Aleph. Tov lekatzer b'piyutim uvislichol shachris k'dei l'maher. V'inyan shiyispal al musaf kodem sheva shos. It's important not to have that many piyutim and slichos and shachris in order so that you'll be able to daven in a quick fashion so that when you daven musaf, you'll be davening musaf before 7 hours into the day. It's interesting. I daven shachris, and it happens to be that we have a ton of piyutim compared to Rosh Hashanah. We have a ton of piyutim in the shachris, but we usually get there musaf before sheva shows anyway. And if it's already getting late and it's the end of the sixth hour, you should go ahead and omit Avinu Malkeinu, ki im yachru ad sha shviyis, because if what happens is if it gets too late and it gets past it gets into the seventh hour, then you already kvar higia zman mincha, it's already zman mincha, and it's problematic davening musaf then before mincha, once mincha and musaf are together at the same time. Sifkat and Beis kodem sheva shows. Four seven hours. A person should be careful to start musaf before 6.5 hours into the day. Because 6.5 hours into the day, zman tefilas mincha gedola. That is the time of the tefilah mincha gedola. Shehi tadira. It's more tadir. It happens more frequently than musaf, and therefore, once they come together at the same time, mincha will go ahead and be the preference before musaf, and it will cause issues in terms of the tefillah of Yom HaKippurim. When we come up with the evidence, Eresh Nisachar tefillah of musaf at chatzi sheva or achar sheva, Yesh Nispal musaf kodem v'yachagach mincha. It says, "But the evidence, if musaf was held off until chatzi sheva, if it was after the time, right, or even after the seventh hour, you could daven musaf before mincha." So at the end of the day, though it's clear that one should make sure not to go ahead and have a situation where mincha and musaf is at the same time, he says, the evidence, if it happens, you should have the regular seder of tefillah, of shachris, and musaf, and mincha. But again, it should be avoided. Let's move weiter. Imlo shekvar higia zman mincha ketana. He says, however, if the zman of mincha ketana comes, then it's a problem. Then davening musaf before mincha will be problematic. Mincha ketana is much, much later. That's like 9.5 hours into the day. Tzarech kol yachid loymar asara viduyim b'yom ha-kippurim. Every individual should be saying 10 viduyim on Yom HaKippurim, lefachos minimally. Arba, the arba tefilos, four in each of the four tefilos of the day. You have four tefilos of the day, which is shachris, musaf, mincha, and ne'ilah. That's four there. And you have arba tefilos of chazaras hashas in the same tefilos. Ushtei pamim, echad b'mincha ve'echad b'mariv. Then you have two other times, once in mincha and once in ma'ariv. Keneged eser pamim, Shehaya Kohen Gadol Maskir Es Hashem Yom HaKippur. And this is Keneged, associated with the 10 times that the Kohen Gadol would express the Shem Hashem on Yom Kippur. We move weiter now. Tafresh Chaf Aleph, the Seder Kriyas HaTorah, Umila B'Yom Kippur. Motzis Aleph. Motzin Shnei Svar. We take out two Sifrei Torah, Rishon Karin Shisha, the Parshas Acharei Mos. First Sefer Torah, it's taken out. You read six Aliyos in the Parsha of Achrei Mos, Sifkat and Aleph, Karin Shisha, Mimnei Shekedushasa Yoseh Mishai Yontif, because the Kedusha is greater than a normal Yontif, so instead of five Aliyos, you have six Aliyos. Why is it greater Kedusha? She'asr b'chol Malacha, because like Shabbos, it's asr in all Malacha. V'chach Mosifin Echa, therefore you add one, V'ein Mosifin Yosef, you don't have more, because Shabbos is greater, and therefore you want to distinguish between Yom Kippur and Shabbos, Shabbos having seven, so therefore you don't have more than six, you don't add Aliyos to Yom Kippur. Sif Katan Beis, the Parshas Acharei Mos. So you lay in six Aliyos in Parshas Acharei Mos. Isa B'Zohar, it says in the Zohar, Kol Mi Shemitzdayar Al Mises B'Nei Aron, O Morid the most, it says in the Zohar that whoever is distressed by the Misa of the Bnei Aaron, the Bnei Aviyu, or they cry over them, they get kapara on their, they get mechila. Hashem is meisal their avonos, uvanav einav meisa mechayev, and their children will not die while they're alive. Va'ikar b'zeh, and the main part here is shal yedei zeh yitein lev lashuv me'avero shaviyado. The basic idea is that if one is distressed over the misas bnei Aaron or cries over them, they will take note and focus to do tshuva of their averos. Im ba'arozim nafla shal heves ma'yaso ezoyve hakir. Says if the arozim, if what happens in the arozim, if there is a fire, what will be to the ezoyve hakir, and therefore the fungus stuff on the wall, and therefore we take note of what happened to the Bnei Aaron, Mistair for them, Mori the Mos, that will lead us to Tshuva. Sif, continuing on in the Sif Aleph. So you say, Achre Mos, Ad V'yaz Kasher Tziva Hashem. You have the six Aliyahs there. V'chal B'Shabbos Korim Shiva. But if it falls out on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, you add another Aliyah. Shiva, look at Mishnah Berurah on Gimel Korin Shiva, Kmo Gishar Shabbosos, like on other Shabbosos. The Ein Magen Avram Siman Reish Pei Beis Lachafila In Gedei Losif Al Shiva. And if you saw in Reish Pei Beis Lachafila, one should not add more than seven. Efshav Makom Shenogin Olin Harbe Mos Vstaka Hamekil Lo Hifsid. Because it's possible in places where the island give a lot of money to tzedakah, if you're Makel, you don't lose out and add Aliyahs on Shabbos. Of Yom Kippur, one should not add the aliyahs to distinguish between the six of Yom Kippur and the seven of Shabbos. For Shabbos, there's nothing above that. There's no more than seven aliyahs, so you would be able to add, but although it's not ideal, as we said. And that's why some shuls are makbid not to add aliyahs. Even on a Shabbos, other shuls do. But again, it should be because they're going to have mishaberes and you can get money for the shul. Continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, still an aleph, Maftir Kaire B'Sheni, and the Maftir reads from the second Sefer Torah in Pinchas V'Esor L'Chaydesh, which is the Aliyah of the Karban of the Karban of Yom Kippur. Maftir B'Yeshayahu, and the Haftorah is in Yeshayahu, and V'Omar Solu Panu Derech Ad Kipi Hashem Di Ber. So you don't say Melech Mochel V'Soleach in the Haftorah, just Dvarcha Emes V'Kayam Lo Ad. Beis Mila B'Yom HaKippurim Malin Bein Yotzer L'Musaf Achar Kriyas HaTorah. If you have a Mila on Yom Kippur, the Mila should be between Shachas Yotzer and Musaf after Kriyas HaTorah. Ula Achar HaMila Omrim Ashrei. And after the Mila, that's when you should say Ashrei. So after Kriyas HaTorah, you have the Bris Mila, then Ashrei, which comes before the Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf. He says in the Ramah, V'aminog lamul acharei Ashrei. So the minog is to have the Mila after Ashrei. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Mila, V'omrim Zachor Bris. You say Zachor Bris. V'mchal b'Shabbos omrim yom l'yabasha. And if it falls out on Shabbos, you say yom l'yabasha. Sif vav. Bein Yotzer leMusaf, Tefila Shachas Kodem Shehi Tadir Mashein Kain beMusaf. Because Shachas comes first, because that's Tadir, that's more Tadir than the Mila. Mashein Kain beMusaf, Musaf is not Tadir, and therefore you have the Mila before Musaf. Zion should be done Achar Ashrei, V'yesh Nogin Lamul Kodem Ashrei. So even though the Ramah says, which is seemingly our Minog, because we hold like the Ramah, seemingly our Minog should be to have the Mila after Ashrei, as the Ramah says, for those that are knowing to do it before Ashrei. He also agrees, this is good to do for a number of reasons, to have the Mila after, have the Mila before Ashrei and not after Ashrei. We move weiter in the Shulchan Aruch, Ain malin arachar chazara sefer Torah. As if it's a situation where a guy has to leave the shul for something. Look at the Mishnah Berurah sefer Katan Ches. The makom shetzara chlaseis. Kigon she'ain erev. Let's say there's no erev. Ain yichon laviat tinok. The way Zagnas says, there's no erev and you can't bring the baby to the shul. So you have to leave the shul to go do the milah. So if you're in a situation where you have to leave the shul to do the milah, you move the makom shetzara chlaseis and be like Zagnas. Ain malin arachar chazara back to the shulchan aruch. Ain malin arachar chazara sefer Torah. Then you do not have the milah until after the sefer Torah is returned to the Aron, and then you go to the place where you can have the Mila, Sivkat and Tess, Ad Achar, Hazaras, Maka, Hazaras, Sefer Torah, Limkoma, to its place, Yedishalay Bizayon, Lania Sefer Torah, Tes Luchas. Because otherwise it will be a Bizayon for the Sefer Torah if you have to leave and leave the Sefer Torah out while you go out. So therefore the Torah should be returned. And the Chayzim Va'imim Kaddish, and the Shulchan Aruch ended off by saying, and afterwards, comes back from the house after the Mila, and one says Kaddish. Hinei zeh nachon. He says Sivkat and Yud. This is good. Lagasa Machaber, according to the opinion of the Machaber, the Mila who kodem Asher. The Mila is before Ashrei. In Cain, kishi yavo yomru Ashrei v'Kaddish. Because this way, when he comes back, he'll say Ashrei and Kaddish. Uki adua the Kaddish zeh koy al Ashrei. Because we know that this Kaddish that you say before Musaf is related to the Ashrei. Aval das Rama da Mila hu acharei Ashrei, but according to the Rama who says the Mila is after Ashrei in Cain, if that's the case, yesh hefsek gadol bein Ashrei between Ashrei hu lekadesh and the kiddush and the kaddish that he's going to say when he comes back after al yidei halicha shalachutz, after he takes his walk and goes to wherever he goes, that the place that has the baby, the house that has the baby, the kaddish will have been seriously distanced from the Ashrei that was said before they left. This is talking about where Yiratzon is said before Musaf, Sheyeshbo, Kama, Psukim. So what you could say, and the reason why it would be okay, is if the place, and this is according to the Minhag HaRamah, if you say Yiratzon before Musaf, with his Psukim, then on that, Yekoi HaKadosh, the Kadosh could be Chal on that Yiratzon. U'makomo she'ein omrim Yiratzon, Yeshomar is a Mizmor Kodem, otherwise one should, if they go ahead and follow the Rama, having the Mila after Ashrei and then leaving and then coming back, then if they don't say Yiratzon, at least a Mizmor before Kaddish would be appropriate.